This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, November 15. The gift of life from a gracious king. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 17. I will set my face against any Israelite or any foreigner residing among them who eats blood, and I will cut them off from the people. For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. Therefore I say to the Israelites, none of you may eat blood, nor may any foreigner residing among you eat blood. Any Israelite or any foreigner residing among you who hunts any animal or bird that may be eaten must drain out the blood and cover it with earth, because the life of every creature is its blood. That is why I have said to the Israelites, you must not eat the blood of any creature, because the life of every creature is its blood. Anyone who eats it must be cut off. Anyone, whether native-born or foreigner, who eats anything found dead or torn by wild animals, must wash their clothes and bathe in water, and they will be ceremonially unclean till evening. Then they will be clean. But if they do not wash their clothes and bathe themselves, they will be held responsible. We have about 30 trillion blood cells moving through about 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies. And if we lose more than 40% of our blood, our life will be at serious risk. The words of Leviticus 17 verse 11 are true. The life of a creature is in the blood. Many of our readings in Leviticus this month have mentioned something about blood. Leviticus 17 explains why. First, blood is treated with respect because it represents life, and life is a gift from God. Our culture may emphasize that we should do as we please in life, but because life is God's gift to us, God is the rightful authority over our lives. For this reason, Israel was called to safeguard the well-being of God's creatures. We must value and protect all life against needless harm and death. The shedding of blood also symbolized how one life was given in exchange for another. Blood was God's gift for making atonement, showing that sin was serious and would lead to being cut off from God and his people. On the night of his arrest, Jesus explained how his blood would be poured out and his life given for us. Though we are guilty, Jesus was cut off from his Father and his people so that we could be restored to the joy of God's presence. God not only requires a sacrifice as payment for our sin, but he also provides it through Jesus. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, your blood was poured out so that we can have full eternal life. Though we cannot repay you for this gift, help us to live in thankfulness to you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.